The speed up sound with Kyle Meredith.
Jimmy Eat World released their 8th album, Integrity Blues, last year in what some called a return to form of their earlier works. But that's not exactly true. Sure, the top songwriting hallmarks are all there, as Jim Adkins is a master at melody and storytelling, but the LP also has more than its fair share of surprises, proving that this is still a band with some forward momentum. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
With any band who's been around this long, I mean, obviously, it gets to a point where you're probably competing with yourself. Or does it feel like you're competing with your own history at this point?
You're always competing with yourself in the regard that it's all about just a quest for your best effort. Mm-hmm. And that's going to look differently every time you approach a project. You're incorporating the sum of your experience as you move forward. And, you know, it just depends on what you envision, what you want to hear. It's hard to go back and rate things on a scale of, like, you know, how does this sit in with the rest of our catalog? You know, how it stands up with everything else is not really up to me. Right. That's going to be someone else's gig to work on. But, I mean, I feel like it's our best.
Sounds so great, everything you're saying. Do lies out loud change anything? Go get mad, have a child's tantrum.
As you keep going, I mean, do you find it harder to experiment? I see some bands who just, you know, 10, 15 years in, they're just making the same record over and over again because that's all they got, but I don't get that from you.
Yeah, no, that's something we're self-aware of that. Like, you know, that was a big thing for us going into Make Integrity Blues, is we have this idea. How do we want to get to the finish line with this idea? You could take the easy path that relies on your strengths, or you could allow yourself to consider a path that might be more difficult. And we really felt like if it means that the more difficult path is going to yield a better result, then we're all in. We're going for it. You know, like, maybe we fail because we're branching out to try that. But, you know, if we don't take that, if we don't try to take that, then what's the point of any of this, really? Like, it's not lost on us what we've been able to achieve by sticking together for this long. And we've always operated under setting very achievable human goals. And we've been able to meet most of those. Like, when we started the band, the loftiest goal we ever had was, like, let's get an out-of-town gig. If we could do that, that'd be, like, if we played, like, even in California, that would be amazing. And so we did that, and then the next thing was like, oh, we should, you know, if we could put out, like, a full-length record, that would be the best, you know. We just worked toward these, like, small steps, and then, you know, the steps get easier and easier to take bigger steps, and we just end up here. It's pretty wild.
The best decision made was let me take the stage.
Talking about that song, Pass the Baby, which is so cool and impressive, but there's a line in there that you just reminded me of it when you, I think you're saying the best decision made is let me take the stage. That's such a different song within the record in itself, and I'd love to know more about that, because there are some interesting lyrics all through that about, you know, the amateurs keep trying. I mean, it seems like a very dark song. The voice you're using is eerie and cool and incredible. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, the song's about the kind of dark side of manipulation and how unintended consequences can rear up, you know, after your short-term gains are completed. You know, I mean, on a musical level, that song has been sitting around for a while because it's kind of ambitious, you know. I mean, the starting off in one place and going through phases and ending up in a place that is completely different from how it started. You know, it was sitting, that was the concept for it. And it was always sitting around waiting to be worked on. But just other ideas that popped up and seemed like like I was saying before, an easier path to take. And we just decided, okay, let's do it. Let's make this song happen. I don't care what we got to do. We're going to figure out a way to connect the dots and have this, you know, happen.
I've never felt that your lyrics are like too direct or specific. Like there's a lot of universal themes that might be based on something specific for your life. But is there a filtering process that you use?
Yeah, you know, there are specific things that pop up in the course of my life that will inspire, you know, further writing, I guess. I think what's important is what's behind that. You know, you have your adversity that might be that inspiration. But what's behind that? Why do you really want that external validation? What are you trying to fix? Are you trying to fix something by seeking out this thing that you think is going to, you know, make it all work? You know, to get too into like my specifics, I think kind of colors someone's ability to interject themselves in you know, what's really behind the song.
Jim Adkins of Jimmy Eat World. Their latest LP is called Integrity Blues and is available now. For more of my interviews, head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, KY, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.